Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 2 weeks after a powerful earthquake rocked Haiti, aid workers are still struggling to reach some of the country's most remote areas. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and still hasn't recovered from another quake in 2010 and a hurricane in 2016. Part of the problem is that money isn't getting to the people who need it most. In 2015, an investigation by NPR and ProPublica found the Red Cross raised $500 million after the 2010 quake and rebuilt just 6 homes. Now advocates are calling for people to donate to local Haitian organizations instead of international aid groups. NPR investigative correspondent Laura Sullivan was a part of that 2015 investigation. Laura, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you. And I was hoping you could first start by giving us an idea of how much international relief money flows into Haiti when there is a major disaster like the 2010 earthquake or the one we just saw a few weeks ago.
Billions of dollars go to Haiti. And this has been something that's been going on for years. After the 2010 earthquake, they got upwards of $13 billion. That number is markedly lower this time around. They're getting, they're actually having a difficult time raising money with all the activity that's happening in Afghanistan. And now Hurricane Ida is also going to compete for people's attention.
And regardless of how much flows in, it's a lot. The question is, where does it go? Your investigation focused on the Red Cross, which claimed that it built new homes for more than 130,000 people after the 2010 earthquake. You went to Haiti and you found out that that just was not true. What did you see there?
Yeah, we went in search of 130,000 homes in Haiti. And what we found was that the Red Cross had actually built 6. They were counting a whole lot of people. They would sort of, you know, in some cases, go into a neighborhood and walk around and show people how to use a hammer to fix their own home. And they were counting those people as having received a new home. The Red Cross really largely got in over its head trying to build in new communities and neighborhoods that they just couldn't deliver.
How did the communities feel about that? The ones that had been promised
they were devastated. Yeah, they were absolutely devastated. And when we went out to some of these communities, they were asking us if we knew anybody at the Red Cross that they could call to find out what had happened. This had just was happening over and over again. And there were other charities that were able to build homes. So it wasn't a matter of like, oh, you just can't get it done in Haiti. The Red Cross couldn't get it done in Haiti.
Why not? What was happening at the Red Cross?
What we found was that the Red Cross is buried under a lot of administrative bureaucracy, and they like to say that 90% of every dollar they spend goes to providing help for people on the ground. And when we actually looked at the checks and the money and how it was spent in Haiti, which was extremely difficult, by the way, because the Red Cross would not provide records, it would not explain how its money was being spent, and they wouldn't even provide that information for Congress when Congress asked them. But when we finally got a hold of the checks and where things were going, what we found was that that wasn't true, that they were actually spending at least 25% of that money on administration, basically on themselves. So if you actually look at that out of $500 million, that's $125 million that the Red Cross took out of the money that Americans donated and spent on itself. But the bigger problem was that they took the bulk of the rest of the money and they sort of farmed it out to other charities, other NGOs, which then take their own administrative cut. So all of a sudden now your dollar's starting to look like more like 50 or 60 cents. And in some cases, 30 cents on the dollar is actually showing up in country in Haiti to help somebody in need.
Right. Now, you raised the flag here for the 2010 disaster. What about the 2021 disaster? Is there a sense that all of this will just happen all over again? Has anything changed?
There's a real sense now among people in the Haitian community and among sort of Haitian leaders that they would like people to donate locally. And there are ways to do that. You can search online pretty easily for local Haitian charities. There's a number of websites, you know, like visithaiti.com, which will actually track local Haitian charities and let you see where your dollar's going. There's a real sense that local Haitian charities, while you would maybe give up a little bit in oversight, you gain more in that your tire dollar is going to end up on the ground.
So how much of a wake-up call was this for the Red Cross? We're talking about an incredibly well-known international relief group. But the picture you're painting doesn't seem good for them. Have they responded to this? Did they make any efforts to improve?
They did change some of their language and how they talk about the money and where it goes. But to this day, they are still not transparent about where each penny is going. And if with the amount of money that they are able to raise, that is asking a lot of the public to sort of just believe that when they say that they spent a quarter of your money on, you know, disease prevention or housing or these other programs, that they're basically saying, just trust us. We've got it done. They have basically resisted the idea that anything needs to change or that they need to do any sort of overhaul.
NPR investigative correspondent Laura Sullivan, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.